Okay, and then, like, I was wondering, like, about the less popular bands, you know? Why don't they get more airtime? You know, like, there's the jazz bands and the blues bands.
Okay, you just gave the answer, because they are less popular. We do try to expose product, particularly in the area of the lesser-known artists, when we can, when they come out with a new album. And one of the times on the station when it is possible to hear all of the cuts from an album is in the Midnight Album Hour, which is five nights a week. Also on a Sidetrack Sunday, which is usually about once every 2 months or possibly less than that. And when we do mini concert weekends and also mini concerts during the evening, during the week, there is a chance to hear more depth of cuts by a particular artist or artists. And as for local artists, because some people will raise the question, and I'm sure someone will tonight, on local artists and exposure for them, we do frequently a 90 minutes program on Sunday nights. And on occasion we have a program called Homegrown, in which we feature only artists from the local scene, the Lamont Cranstons and others of the local artists.
Yeah. Okay, thanks much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And thank you for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, Dave Dworkin, how long did it take him before, how long did he have to go to, a special school for disc jockeys?
Well, I think Dave went to Brown, so he probably went to school for the standard period of time at Brown, which for a training in radio, how to be an announcer, I think, and I'm not completely up on the latest curriculum there, but I think at Brown it's about a 40-week course, and it is longer if you also want to go through the first-class license preparation at the school, which I think is a 6-week course, but I think it's around 35 to 40 weeks. That got him ready to work in radio, and from that point, and he started here in the Twin Cities, he moved from the Twin Cities to several other markets. He went into smaller markets. I believe he did work part-time for a period of time at one of the local radio stations here, but then he departed Twin Cities and went to such places as Green Bay, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Indianapolis, Indiana, and it was from Indianapolis that he returned again to the Twin Cities. As an announcer, you've got to be prepared for two things, no matter what your preparation is, whether you go to the University of Minnesota, whether you go to the Brown Institute, whether you take a correspondence course at home to become an announcer, or whether you might have a somewhat gifted ability, as one or two of the announcers have had who've gotten into radio and have done it without too much formal training, you have to be prepared to move into a small market, if that's what is necessary to do in order to get into radio. And you also have to be prepared to start in whatever format might be available at the time you start. A lot of people who listen to this radio station, and frequently I talk to people, both at the university and at the Brown Institute, who indicate that KQ is the place that they would like to start. And I said, that's terrific, but we don't have openings for all of you, so most of you are going to have to start someplace else. And quite frequently they don't start in album rock or in progressive rock or in whatever their favorite format is. They may start in some other radio format that may not be to their liking at all. But with the limited amount of experience they have, they've got to be prepared to accept that.
I see. And, I was wondering, if there's a concert at the Civic Center, which a lot of the public like, you know, I was wondering if, somebody could tape that and play it on the air sometime.
Somebody just asked that. Once in a while we do it, but generally we do it from other markets because people do like to hear what's happening musically in other cities. We did a concert not too long ago from the Agora Ballroom, which wasn't taped. It was live with Bruce Springsteen. We have another concert coming up, if you weren't aware of it, at the end of this month for New Year's Eve. Marshall Tucker, if the fates are willing and the phone lines are ready, we'll be doing Marshall Tucker for 2 hours in a live stereo concert from New Orleans.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy it when it comes up.
There's one other thing. I was wondering if you could play some more Rolling Stones mini concerts.
I don't doubt that we will.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, I would just like to say with all these negative calls that I do think that there have some improvements over, like, 3 years ago. You'd sit and listen to Maharishi picks his nose all day, you know, this kind of thing. But I would like to say there are some rather obscure music, for instance, the G, Hip, and Axemen, that, you know, they should have more time, but when you have your superstar cruiser format, there's not much room for a group like the G, Hip, and Axemen, say, to get, you know, their fair time on the radio. But, you know, I think you're moving more and more into the Twinkie so-called movement, where pretty soon your disc jockeys will be named Bullet Benji McKay, or the Stoner Stone, this kind of thing.
We already had Killer Kushmo.
You had who? It sounds like a professional wrestler, you know.
You describe that as the Twinkie movement?
That's what I would define it as, you know.
Okay, all right. Thanks for your comment. Thanks for the compliments, and I'm sure you'll be in the minority tonight, but it's nice to hear from you.
It's Jacob and Ackman.
Good night.
Yes.
And thanks for calling. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to make a few comments. You used to play more harder rock, you know, like, you know, Deep Purple and Aerosmith and all that, and I think you've changed your style more towards KW and all that, you know. And I think you do play a little bit too many commercials.
Okay. On the issue of harder rock, what of the hard rock that we play that which we have determined to be what people want to hear. Not necessarily what people who enjoy hard rock want to hear, but what the general listening audience that we are trying to reach would like to hear or will accept.
Is that true? I don't think the station used to play more harder rock.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Really?
I think they did, yeah.
A lot
right.
of it,
like,
changed.
But we went through phases. We didn't play hard rock all the time. For quite a while, hard rock, which, like most things, had a very undistinguished nomenclature or name when it started, was acid rock. But acid rock then became hard rock, or electronic, electronic music. And there were periods of time when we played more. There were other periods of time when we played less. Under the former progressive format, the station was very much vulnerable to what was being issued by the record companies, because if you had some good hard rock being released, then you had a wealth of material to draw upon. But if the hard rock artists were upon hard times creatively, so was the radio station. So sometimes we were more into hard rock, sometimes we were more into blues, sometimes we were more into country rock. We were into whatever was available in the cross-section of varying kinds of music forms that were available that particular year, or that quarter, or that season, or that week.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right. How about commercials?
Okay. Second part of the question, commercials. Whether you would believe it or not, we are adhering and maintaining to the same commercial limits which we have for roughly the past 5 years, which is 10 minutes of commercial time per hour. And I just checked on this the other day to see what that translates to in terms of the number of commercials, because obviously you probably realize that 10 minutes also breaks down into minute or half minute. We sell in minute or half minute lengths, and if you had 10 minutes of 30-second spots, you'd have 20 commercials, fairly obvious math. Or if you had 10 minutes of 1-minute spots, you'd have 10 minutes, you'd have 10 spots. We limit to 10 minutes or 12 commercials, and
okay,
we've been holding to that. And it's one of the lower commercial profiles in town, though certainly not the lowest, and I wouldn't pretend to say that it was. But thanks for your comments.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
And thanks for calling. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to continue with the top 40 type music, or is this talk show going to influence your format?
If you consider it to be top 40 music, then I'd have to answer by saying that from your perspective, we will be continuing with the top 40 music. This will certainly provide input to us. No one single talk program is going to result in dramatic changes in the format. We know what we are doing works. It is reaching the objectives that we want it to reach. And, you know, we plan to continue in this direction.
Are you going to have more variety of type music? Spread out more?
Well, describe what you mean when you say more variety.
Well, I mean, you know, like more artists, you know, just more, you know, instead of playing the repetition of a certain artist.
I'd have to say it's not probable.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead. You're on KQ Scope.
All right. You're currently using Abrams-Burkhardt method of programming, right?
Right. It's Burkhardt-Abrams.
Okay. Well, in effect, you're programming the DJs now instead of letting them program material, right?
That's correct.
Okay. If the money were there, if your Arbitron rating would shoot up and you could sell just as much time and you were on top of the IDS and everything, would you let the DJs program their own material?
How do you mean if the money were there?
I mean, if your ratings have gone up since you've gone to this AOR method.
That's right, they've doubled.
Right. If they would go up and stay there, and you would let the DJs program their own material, would you do it? If you had all the business you needed, selling commercial time, and were able to stay afloat and continue on real well, would you do that?
Okay, now I understand your question. In radio, the dollars of advertising follow the ratings. That has become an immutable and indisputable point. The money will be there in terms of advertiser support so long as we have the listeners, which X number of advertisers require in order to reach the target audiences which they have in mind. By what you are suggesting, it would have to be my guess, without taking anything away from the creative ability of our air staff, that it would not be the end result, simply because of what we've done, of the number of years that we've been doing it, and of what our recent experience in the past 2 years have shown us, that it will not follow. Your hypothesis will not stand.
Well, then let me put it this way. If you discovered that by going to a more easy listening type of music, sort of a K-E-E-Y, beautiful music format, that you would make three times the money, would you do it?
My guess is that this is a hypothetical question, and I'll give you a hypothetical answer, that we would not.
Why not? You have some scruples left.
Well, you know, you're going to put this on the basis of a moral judgment of scruples. It does not have to do with scruples. It has to do with strength and viability and surviving and maintaining and building.
So you're not just in it for the money.
That's correct.
Oh.
But no, I'm saying that. But I'm not saying that it's a scruples kind of answer that I can give you, because that's the context in which you base the question. I'm saying that you have to consider competitors in anything that you do in radio, especially in radio, because if you think about competitors, if I were Channel 4, for example, the television industry, just in this market alone, but generally across the country, is so much more robust in terms of advertising strength than is the radio industry. But if I were Channel 4, I'd have three competitors to look at. As KQRS, we have two frequencies. So we have, there are 25 commercial frequencies in the market. We have 23 competitors to look at. Now, technically, that's an overstatement, because there are probably about 12 to 15 actual other ownerships out of those 23
right.
other frequencies, okay? And if we were to consider a move to beautiful music, as you've described, we would be looking at moving away from what is a somewhat unique position in the market for us now, as AOR, to a format which already has two very strong and very viable competitors in the market, WAYL and KEEY. And you can also look at KSTP-FM, which is known as KS95, as being somewhat in the vicinity of that format. And you could look at WLOL-FM, which is known as FM100,
right.
as being somewhat in the vicinity of that format, although certainly more up-tempo and more likely to be described as contemporary or soft rock rather than being a beautiful music.
I'm just wondering, if the money were there, if you could sell as much commercial time and program material that was new and exciting and unknown, and people would flock to listen to your station, and you'd get the 18 to 24 age group all locked up, would you be more interested in doing that than programming Foreigner every 15 minutes?
I'd be much more interested in doing that, but
you're doing it for the money right now,
but you have to. But I reply to you that I don't think it would work, because the money would not be there. That's my judgment.
Okay, all I wanted to know is that you'd do it if the money were there.
And play a less diverse format, or rather a less
diverse,
repetitious,
right.
a more diverse format?
Oh, a much more diverse format. Unknown artists, foreign artists, and local artists.
Yes, that would be interesting to do because we've done it before.
And
that's what we were doing before we did this.
And that's, you'd more rather do that if you could, but you can't.
That's right. We can't, and I don't think that it would even be feasible to do. That's why we are doing the direction we're doing now.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, thanks for your question.
Bye-bye.
Good questions. And thank you for waiting. Go ahead. You're on KQ Scope.
Okay, my name is Wally Wildroot, and I just called to say I would like to see a little more emphasis placed on blues. I feel there's some very good product being put out right now by people like Lightning Hopkins, Johnny Winter, and Muddy Waters. And while you may not have to schedule more blues in your constantly on the air format, I would really appreciate seeing something like a 1-hour blues show such as you have with the jazz program.
It's a good comment, Wally, and maybe it would be a suggestion that could be passed along to our program people that if they find it to be feasible, we might consider a 90 minutes program featuring blues artists,
mm-hmm.
which is certainly a step in the direction that you're talking about.
Right. Well, I'd appreciate, you know, anything you could get.
Okay, thanks for your feedback.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, since you're...
Could you speak up a little, please?
Okay, since you're not... your DJs are not programming, who actually is doing the programming?
Well, let me correct one thing here. To an extent, the announcers are programming because there still is a process of selection, but I don't want to misstate that and make you believe that it is a free-form process of selection because it is not. The station is being programmed by the station, the program department. We are also consulted by consultants, Burkhardt Abrams and Associates, who provide us with substantial research nationally, which we would not have access to on our own, and they also provide us with input concerning the various cuts from various albums by various artists, and keep us abreast of what's happening in terms of the latest in music. We combine that with our own research from calls to record stores, record cards, which we've used, which are filled out by people who buy albums in the record stores, and they're sent back to us. And from this research and from the input that we receive from our consultants, we program the station.